but now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
Thirsty edition of Hard Hitting Radio down here on the Deuces. I'm your host Toriano Parker, along with our super producer brother Jabari Edmonds from One Love Magazine, our best production company in the business. Hey, today we have a multiple of guests. We have a room full of individuals that at this point is no longer pretty much going to sit around and let a lot of stuff that's afflicting us on a day-to-day basis, especially with the shooting. Everybody seems like it's hard to get to the age of 18 these days, and that's a struggle. There's a lot of circumstances surrounding that make it hard to get to 18, because we have kids that have a misconception thinking taking another life, it don't really have a lot of value. And I don't know where that was instilled in, but we maybe can figure out today. This is Hard Hitting Radio, so we talk about topics that's not exactly going to hit the mainstream radio or whatever, but it's our own thoughts. It's not an opinionated show. Everybody can say whatever they like. Jeff.
Yo.
Let's start with you. Let's start from you. We got several guests I would like to ask a question, but I want to start with you first. You're not into marching, are you?
No. I oppose marching. I don't do marching.
Okay.
I think marching is really a waste of time.
How about giving good speeches?
No. We have an arsenal of speeches. We're going to listen to some. We're going to Google Dr. Martin Luther King.
Glory to God.
Speeches. And so did Malcolm X as well.
How about if I get some board, you can write on it, and I'm going to say, hey, stop the violence. How about that?
That's not gonna work out very well either.
Right. Only way I'll write something like that board was made out of Teflon, because if we're gonna walk through, I'm gonna make sure I have some shielding. So that was the only thing I had. So now we rock lives here. This is what's gonna action. That's what I asked in my studio on. People are gonna ask, they wanna be involved in action. So everybody's reacting right now. So somebody gets shot, there's Marge, there's lights and candles, blah, blah, blah. What is your action?
Well, that's not a reaction, Toriano, what they're doing. Lighting candles, man, that's just something I guess they've just seen over the years, so they feel like, you know, you have to do it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, it's almost like now people do things just because it's of their nature.
Right.
I mean, if you want to do something that's going to make a really impact, you got to go to where the crimes are at.
Right.
You know, can we step in front of a person and stop them from shooting? No. But do you know if we went to the areas where all the shootings are taking place and where they're selling drugs at?
Right.
And if we had conversation with these people, if we stood there
right.
and protested them selling drugs
right.
in the hood,
right.
it makes a big difference.
Right.
But just to sit up, just to march. Once you march for a mile and come back, you haven't accomplished anything.
Mm-hmm.
I had a young brother tell me one time that marching only brought people together.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, so does family reunions.
Right.
But if you don't get their phone numbers and talk and link up with them, that's no good.
No connection, no time. So when everybody looking at this actionary word, which is a buzzword going around, I guess people looking at little results, if we're going to take it from ground up, what would you start first doing?
Well, first of all, you know, I would stop, you know, screaming about where the preachers at.
Right.
Preachers are human as well.
Right.
I mean, some come, some don't come. But if we're going to attack the problem, we just got to attack the problem.
Right.
We got to stop being showboats. We have to go to the problem. We have to go where the problem's at, man.
Right.
Bottom line. I mean, that's the end result.
Right.
There's no marching. There's no kumbayaan. You have to go to where the problem's at.
Right.
End of the day. I mean, there's a lot of good people out here, and you have good intentions. But you know something? If it's about the community, then let's stop trying to be heroes and long rangers and make it about the community.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying, man.
No, I like it. I heard somebody put a post out the other day and said, a lot of people want to fight the violence on social media.
You know, but let me back up for a minute though. You know, social media has become a game.
Right.
You know, and anything that sometimes gets become popular, you know, we as blacks, we make them even richer.
Mm-hmm.
When Jordans came out, that was the richest thing. We made them rich. He didn't make no money playing basketball.
Mm-hmm.
We bought Jordans for our kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right now, this is Facebook's a new thing. It's just a way of just really antagonizing situations.
Right.
And someone asked me about, you know, statistics and different reports that show you how to raise your children.
Right.
What reports can't raise black kids.
Absolutely not.
Because reports aren't in the black community.
No.
You have to be here to raise your child.
Right.
And we can't wait on, you know, the mayor's a great guy.
Right.
But the mayor can't raise our community.
Right.
Neither can the police chief.
Right.
It's got to be us, man. We got to do it. If we don't do it, it'll never get done.
Right.
And I'm tired of meetings, man.
Right.
Kids have been getting killed for the last 15, 20 years. And we've been having meetings for the last 15, 20 years. But nobody's on these street corners when these kids are doing the shooting. You know why?
Right.
Because no one's about their life.
I see you put a post out and you asked several people that it was about making some changes on this corner. You gave me the exact address that happened to be on 16th Street and almost 15th Avenue. I don't know how that response went because I followed that post.
Well, I'm gonna be honest. I'm gonna hurt some people's feelings right now. But I'm gonna be honest though.
Well, what was your response for that?
Only one person responded to that post, and that was a white guy named Frank Wells.
Wow, and that's a tough.
He was the only guy that responded to that post. When nobody asked about their life that day.
But what if you'd have said, "Let's have a meeting somewhere and sit around a round table"? What would your response have been then?
Now, if I would have asked for a meeting, I probably got about 100 people.
Right.
If I would have asked for a meeting and said free hors d'oeuvres, I'd have got 200 people.
Correct.
That part.
So, do we have professional meters?
Yeah, we have meters with PhDs.
Wow. So,
I mean, they're gonna hold a meeting.
Mm-hmm.
See, here's the thing: you can't jump out to Jaguars, Mercedes, and Lamborghinis and think walk into City Hall or walk into a building. I want to go meet.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on. I mean, some of them I post inbox me talking. We need to talk to the mayor. The mayor ain't killed nobody.
Not a soul.
The deputy mayor ain't killed nobody.
Nope.
They're doing the best they can do. It's the police chief. He can't walk around and assign one police officer to every little young black kid who think may have a gun.
Mm-hmm.
We got to get out of these streets. We got to get on the corners.
Right.
We got to help the police department.
Yeah.
That's what we got to do.
Yeah.
We got to become one with the police department. That's all.
You kill one of mine. I'm calling the police on you. My damn.
Yeah, that's probably. Yeah, you're right.
I don't have those.
And I wish we would stop this pride about snitching, dude.
Hey,
what's snitching?
Hey,
I will tell on you in a heart. If I see you doing, I'm gonna tell on you.
The pulls I see is $3,000. Christmas come up a week. Shit, I'm telling.
I need $3,000.
Sure
I'm telling you. If I find out who did it, I'm telling because I need $3,000. My kids.
I am not hesitating. He got to go. Hey, that's how great Judge did it.
Well, you know something? With $3,000, I can buy some art from Carter Bristol.
Who has very good art here on
22nd. Very nice art show on 22nd Street. Yeah. Hey, listen, if you're in the neighborhood, stop by Carter Bristol's art gallery. It's very nice art gallery.
And you know, in here, just stay on the Carla Bristol and just stay in the neighborhood. Here they talk about these neighborhoods, right? That some very well don't even entertain, don't even come up the corridor, don't even know what's available. It's a facility up the street, Jeff, that you know very well from the back of your head. It's been sitting empty for 3 years, right? Now everybody's talking about all this proactive stuff. How do we have jewels in our own neighborhood and we're talking about youth? And you have a youth center that's closed. Is that an oxymoron?
Well, you know, here's where the other side of the black race comes in. Because most things in our neighborhood that are of large structures are not controlled by African Americans.
I noticed that.
You know, we have two buildings actually sitting actually empty for the most part.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right across from each other.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's a gym on 22nd Street that kids could be utilizing.
17,000 square feet.
17,000 square feet, and we can't even utilize it.
You know, people wait for somebody outside to come in and fix our problems.
Well, that's the problem, though.
Yeah, that's what they wait for.
But they, you know, and again, now we've got to do it ourselves, though.
That's what I agree. That's what I'm saying.
Outsiders are great. You know, and here's the flip side of that, though. Outsiders come in because insiders don't do as much.
Right.
And whenever they see the opportunity to get there, they're going to go there.
Right.
Now, I'm just saying, I'm not a rocket scientist here.
No.
Well, let me tell y'all something. Black folks, if we don't pay attention to signs, you can't blame nobody for losing everything you lose but yourself.
No, that's it.
That's how it works out, man.
You have simple math. I like it. You got that 1 + 1.
It is two. I just want you to know that. 1 + 1 = 2.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
So all the people that have titles and have alphabets behind your name, come on. Hit the streets, man. Don't talk about it. Be about it.
Okay. This is what we're going to do, Jeff. This is a hot topic. We're going to stay on this whole thing. We're going to run into our commercial. Now, as you mentioned, Carla Bristol, that's one of our big sponsors of our show, Gallery 909, along with Chief Cafe Curl Week.
I love eating that, Chief.
That's been part of your diet.
It's been part of my diet. And I've lost 9 pounds in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So I am getting summertime fine, baby. I'm already wintertime cute.
Buff, I mean, I'm telling you. And along with our other sponsor, Sylvia's Down the Street, your soul food restaurant. We got that. And then don't forget Lorraine's. Seafood.
Oh, Lorraine's off the chain,
there
baby.
There you go.
So I love Lorraine's.
Some of my sponsors. We're going to run to a quick 2 minute commercial break.
Oh.
I will see you in 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
Deuces.
Yeah.
back in. Hard Hitting Radio on the Deuces. Again, I'm your host, Toriana Parker. I have a lot of studio guests in the evening, this evening in the house. Everybody have a lot of concerns about what was going on. We were talking about some of the shootings that happened with a lot of our youth here in the city. And we just had our executive director from the SCLC on, who stayed on another segment while we bring on Brittany. Brittany is a great activist. She's going to tell us a little bit about our organization, and we got some questions for Brittany. So Brittany, tell them a little bit more about 50 Shades.
50 Shades of Brown, Sisters with Voices, is a talk show to promote relations and the, you know, background, the wealth of women, you know, of all backgrounds.
Correct.
Black, white, you know.
Whatever.
Right? Not excluding anyone.
Correct.
And it's a positive movement.
What about your movement? I had my guest on, Jeff, which really no guest to our show because he's a regular. We were talking about the shootings, all these youth, all more African American males. Where's the female perspective of this?
Well, I can't go off a female. I can go off my perspective of it. First of all, you got to get to the...
Brittany, you're a female.
Go on, girl.
Yes,
sir.
I'm a female, but everyone has their own upbringing. Everyone sees...
Mm-hmm. Female, I'm talking about with you, though.
Okay, me.
Okay, gotcha. Go ahead.
Okay, what I see about it, I feel like this was, you know, it's a pattern. It's not surprising. This has been going on. Now that it's going more rapidly, you know, now it's starting to get everyone's attention. But as far as what we're going to do about it, we have to look within ourselves, personally. Right. Not what your neighbor is going to do about it, not what your pastor is going to do about it, it's what you're going to do about it.
Right.
You know, and first of all, you know, everyone likes to leave, you know, the big picture out of the equation. And the big picture is God, I feel like.
You feel okay. Me? Gotcha.
The walk of Jesus Christ. If they know the walk of Jesus Christ, they'll understand what's going on now.
Right.
So, I feel like, you know, if your purpose is to change the world, period, as a whole.
Right.
You know, because it's not just, you know, black shootings going on. It's, you know, it's shootings going on. It's not just black, it's white. It's in different countries. It's happening everywhere. You feel me? So it's like, you know, if everyone learned the value of love thy neighbor, then, you know, love can cover multitudes of sins. And, you know, the sins is, you know, it covers money, sex, everything. You know, I feel like this world is very corrupt right now. And how I would change it, you know.
Well, we're talking about youth, right? They don't see the value of life, right? And obviously, if they're not seeing those other values, maybe they're not in right with the Christianity, where they should have to stand those moral values that you have. And, those are the people trying to reach. I know what they say with the male point of view of how they think they can engage. What would be a movement that you would be willing to do to engage with some of these individuals who are out there causing so much havoc?
Something that has been ringing in my heart is building bonds and breaking chains.
Right.
It's like, how, I ask myself, how can I build bonds and break chains?
You can change, please.
That's my jam.
Yeah.
Yes. But building bonds and breaking chains is like, it's breaking down, you know, what we're used to, what's holding us back from, you know, our destiny, what we're, our purpose here on earth is.
Right.
Which is to love one another and build, not break down, not tear down.
Right.
You know, so as a Christian woman, you know, my job is to build up what's been broken down. So I see it in our youth, our kids, that's our future. So I feel like our future, I have to help them. Right. And, you know, not just my kids, I have two kids, two girls. You know, I do my best as a parent, but I also feel like I can use help in other areas, and that's where my peers come in. It takes a village to raise kids.
Right.
You feel me? So if I see a child down the street with no shoes on, guess what I'm going to tell that child to do? Go put on some shoes.
Right.
Guess what? If they don't put on them shoes, I'm get burned with them. You know what I'm saying? We can't play with kids, you feel me? Because they are kids and we are the adults. So if they can't look up to the adults, who can they look up to?
Right.
I feel like adults on social media are acting like kids, you feel
right.
me?
Right.
Kids don't have anyone to look up to.
No.
The music today, you know, what we allow our kids to listen to, it don't inspire them. It don't build them up. It don't give them no hope. All they, you know, think about is money, sex, and unpositive things. So who can we blame?
No, no one at all. Because if we're looking at the big show for an alternative for these kids, would you have any programs, any alternatives for any kids that's led astray, that have missed the value truck, obviously, because that one passed them by already, And I would say we have to catch him before he gets 17, 18, because really we're trying to catch him at two-letter state. How about the 9, 10, 11, 12-year-old that's thinking about emulating what they've seen, heard? It seems like you take the rapid of why you feel there's so much killing. Some kids now feel like you can actually get away with it. Hey, I think only, how many, Jeff, how many people been arrested so far on some of these murders?
Out of how many? The last six? One. One's been arrested.
One.
Gerard, two got arrested.
I think those two was involved in the same murder. Yeah. So
I'm saying, but out of the six murders, only one got arrested so far.
Right. Yeah.
As far as get away with it, what do you mean by get away with it?
They feel like
they feel like you can kill one and you can get it right away with it. I don't think there's no, first of all, they think the community is going to protect them and they're going to tell on you. And it's no problem. And people ask a question today on social media too, speaking, is how are these kids getting these guns? Well, did you ask that one saying how we got a hold of all these drugs? Yeah, I mean, we hickey.
You already know that's no question how these drugs is coming into our neighborhood.
Jeff, did you see that question that was out there today?
Albert Whitted Airport.
How about
that? Albert Whitted Airport is the only unsecured, unmanned airport in the state of Florida. In and out. Planes land all night long. So now I'm just saying, I ain't no rocket scientist.
Okay.
But I think that if I was a drug smuggler, that one might be the area I'd go to drop my drugs off.
So Pablo didn't need to do all that stuff.
Yeah, not at all. But you know something, though? But let me say something, too, about God, though.
Okay.
You know, it's okay to turn to God. I believe in God. The Bible says, "Work without faith without works is dead," right?
Correct.
So if we, every time we get something, we say, let's ask God for help, but if we ain't helping ourselves, then God, I mean, and if we don't know God in the part of our own sins, then we can't talk to God.
It depends on what work is to you. What is work to you?
Well, it just depends now. When you say work, see, when the Bible tells you that, right, you have to put some kind of full effort. Because if when one or more touch in my presence, and I'll be in the presence there. So in that case, what I'm saying is, I'm not going to call on Carla. I'm not going to call on
Ernie.
Unless I know them.
That's why you got it wrong.
I got to build a
reputation. You don't
should
have to
know. You have to build. Well, if you don't know him, how can I introduce you to him if you don't know him?
You get to know him.
That's my point exactly. You get to know God. You just say exactly what I'm saying to you. Mm-hmm. You get to know God. But I guess what I'm saying is not to you, but I'm saying to people that, you know, in order to get to know God, we got to get to know God as parents ourselves before we say, turn over to my kid over to God myself. How can you turn your kid over to a stranger? Because if you don't, and this is the problem with a lot of people in the community, a lot of them don't know God.
Right.
So if we have to know God first to give your child up to God. Because you got to know that what you're giving your child to, you believe in 100% yourself. Because if you don't know him, you can't give him to him because you don't believe in him 100%
yourself. That's where faith came from.
That was my statement. So, faith without works is dead.
When you practice the works of God yourself, you yourself would know the power and strength in the Lord Jesus Christ, you feel me? Because the walk that he made, you feel me?
That's why, you know, that's why.
The walk that he made, and if we make those walks ourselves, you don't have to put no work because you are already working for the purpose of God. So when you work for the purpose of God, you don't got to do no more. No, I'm not saying that we're going to see change now while we're here on earth. But guess what? If we put a change in something, you know what I'm saying, change it up a little bit, do our part, do our works, then, you know what I'm saying, maybe that can touch someone else. You feel me?
Well, that's what I just said. Faith without works is dead. And building that relationship with God as a parent helps you even turn your child over to God. And therefore, maybe a lot of these things wouldn't happen because that faith and that line will be built between that parent and God, and now that child and God now. So, yeah, that's exactly that's what I'm saying to the people, that we've got to know God first in the pardon of our own sins.
Now that means we have to get into our churches because something going wrong with our churches.
Now see, church is in your heart. Church is not a building. So we got to get into God, not to these buildings. See, that's why we have big, pretty buildings and nobody getting saved in them. You can build a pretty building, that means absolutely nothing whatsoever. So a church is not a building. A building is just because people have church in a corner front store.
Yeah.
So we got to get into our churches. We get into God first. Because it's in our heart. We don't want to find a building because this building, I'm sure all of us in it will deal with pastors. No, we have some cripples out here.
Well,
so I was running to the church now.
All right. And I'll tell you what, if you hold one second, we're going to run into a small commercial break. We're going to run this back into our next third segment, and we're going to see how it correlates to back to the subject. So, yeah, we got to go commercial break. We would like
commercial break.
Excuse me?
I want them to say for the commercial break. January 1st, Nova 535, First Fridays, 535 MLK Street, North, Free Valet Parking, New Year's Party. You'll love it.
Hey, you know, I was just gonna get that plug up and get us to it. Hey, this is Toriana Park here, Hard Hitting Radio on the Deuces. We have our girl Brittany and Mr. Jeff Copeland in the studio and several other studio artists. We have Carla Briston, Anissa Barnwell, and our man, Primetime Sherrod Pritchett. As you see in our last show, we had Jeff Copeland and Brittany was going on a couple of issues how religion results back to the results we're getting with our youth. And afterwards, we want to give y'all a chance to come back in that segment. Y'all can finish your thoughts there real quick before we run to the rest of the items.
Well, yeah, as I was saying before, at the end of the day, you know, religion has always been Black's anchor in our community.
Correct.
Slavery, churches have changed since 1950 and 40s. They were places to go, you know, to be covenant.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
You know, they're not the places no more like that anymore.
Correct.
Now they're more castles and statements of ability and how strong, how tall they are. You know, so, you know, we tell our kids to church. I mean, we can have Bibles with our kids in the front living room.
Right.
You know, a building does not put us in heaven or hell, and neither can a preacher.
Right.
So with our kids, man, we love our kids, then we gotta love ourselves first though.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's key. If we don't love ourselves first, our kids are never gonna make it out of this world.
Right.
And they're gonna make it out real quick though, right, before the age of 18, as you can very well see.
And that definitely is the foundation to be able to love yourself. Because if you can't love yourself, you surely can't love your neighbor.
Correct.
And that's the issue that we're facing today. And it's all about choices. We do have choices and we make choices every day. But one of the things that God says about the choices that we do make and the choices that we do have is in Deuteronomy. And basically he says, you know, choose you this day whom you will serve. Will it be the God of your fathers that were over before the flood? You know, who are you gonna serve? As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. So how many houses are serving the Lord? You know, choose life so that you and your seed may live. You and your seed. You know, so if you're not choosing life, then you are automatically getting the default answer, which is death.
Right. So I guess as we look at all the spiritual part is missing, and a lot of these things that happen with the youth on both sides, A, the victim, and then B, the perpetrator of the crime. Obviously, that is something that's missed. Obviously, those are not the individuals I'm sure that you've seen in Sunday school or church Sunday this past. So therefore, that part is missing. Now we got to resolve back to get people back on track, whether it's that parent and that child. If we're going to relate, religion is the base of that child being able to get through child, get to 18. I guess we could say all we want about the kids, but I guess maybe now we're talking back to the parent.
Relationship.
If their relationship is not good to God, then therefore we have a lost child. If I'm correct, I would just make sure we're seeing that how it relates back.
Yeah,
Brittany?
It relates back to being that I'm not just speaking of someone that sees it going out in the street. It happened in my home. My brother, at the age of 16, was taken. Went to prison for murder. You know, and I understand his mindset. You know what I'm saying? Being that, you know, I was young, he was young, going from playing kickball to my brother. You know what I'm saying? Looking to face the rest of his life in prison. You feel me? I seen it on both ends, and to have a cousin murdered myself. So on both ends. You know, I feel sorry. I felt compassion for the murderer, and I felt compassion for the murderer. I think it happens in the home. It starts off in the home because, you know, if the home is unstable, then it leaves the child to be unstable. We gotta make sure our home is home to kids. When they come from playing out in the streets, they know that, you know, they're comfortable. They have somebody come home talk to. Tell them about their day, you know, to vent, you know, a lot of kids.
A child is not supposed to be taking care of their family. You know, the children are supposed to be supported by the parents,
right,
not the parents supported by the children. So we got a reverse thing going on here, and it's being reinforced by the rest of the community. They're cheering these children on.
Selling drugs and, you know, They get comfortable in the benefits of, you know, that drug money coming to the home, but, you know, they want to cry and, you know, have a fit when either they get killed or their son is, you know, in jail behind murder. So I feel like if we talk to our kids and we, you know, we create opportunities for them, jobs, you know,
and stop being shiftless. You know, if you have a life, and you have 2 feet, you have 2 hands, you have 2 eyes. I don't care what education you did not have. We have forefathers that didn't even have a second and first grade education, were able to knew what exactly what the Bible said without even being able to read it. So get in your word and learn how what the order of life is, so you can go out and have those things to prepare a better household for your children, and stop waiting for welfare to support your dreams and goals and aspirations. Because anything that the government sows a seed into, they have all rights and authorities to be able to take from you, and that's the problem.
Okay.